The recovering addicts described to Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal how they quit. They talked about challenges ranging from shame to insurance. They said they eventually found effective programs that helped them stay clean and end a cycle that would have led to prison or death. Chris Murphy said a comprehensive approach is needed to deal with the epidemic.
We're talking about so many different elements of taking on this problem from a societal perspective. It's about law enforcement. It's about the criminal justice system. It's about mental health funding and addiction funding. It's about prescription drug abuse.
The two senators were joined by the acting director of the Office of National Drug Policy, Michael Botticelli. He praised the Cornell Scott Hill Health Center in New Haven for being a national model because it integrates mental and physical health treatment at one facility. Botticelli said that helps combat the stigma associated with addiction treatment.
It's really hard sometimes when you have to tell your employer you're going to a detox program. But if you can walk into a health center and be indistinguishable from someone who's getting their primary care, that goes a long way to diminishing the shame that people feel.
A substantial amount of the funding for community health clinics comes from the federal government. Botticelli said he'd like to see clinics in other parts of the country follow the New Haven model. Ebong Udama, WSH News.